Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I praise the Lord. This is the day the Lord has made. We will be glad and rejoice in it. Why? Because our God is a good God. He's faithful, and He is always with us to help us through the difficult times. He's there to bless us when times are good, and we can just trust that His loving kindness is faithful. His loving kindness is better than life, the scriptures tell us. Praise God. And so we can rest in Him. And some of you, you've maybe had a rough day right now. Let's just ask the Lord to rest you. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray for your peace, Lord, to just settle upon your people, those who have had a difficult day. Lord, I just speak peace in Jesus' name, that they shall feel the presence and the comfort of the Lord and an absolute relieving of all stress and tension in Jesus' name, committing every burden and every battle to you. And we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Well, I've been ministering on the Feast of Trumpets, and we've been talking about the importance or significance, if you will, of the trumpet, that it is, He's wanting a people who will blow the trumpet in Zion. And that trumpet is the sound of a prophetic voice. It's a speaking forth of the good news of the gospel. A trumpet takes breath to blow. And so we have to be alive to the things of God. There are some today that are actually preaching what seems to be a pretty dead gospel. There's no joyful sound coming down from heaven to the souls of men. But why? Because there's no breath. You have to have the Holy Spirit. The trumpet can't sound by itself. It takes a living human being to blow breath through the trumpet to make the sound. There are many, the scriptures tell us, they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They might say the right words. They can have everything that is needed to spread the gospel as far as technology, but unless they have the Holy Spirit and His anointing quickening that word, the divine breath of God, no sound, no joyful sound will come out of the trumpet. My heart has been burdened because there are so many people today who are content with form instead of having the power. Psalm 89 and 15 says, David speaking, "Blessed are the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance." God has given His children, His priests, and that's what the scripture calls us, kings and priests unto our God. He's redeemed us by His own blood and made us kings and priests. That's what Revelation says. And with that, there is unlimited authority over all the works of the devil. As far as our earthly life, as far as the metron of authority that we walk in, God does not want us to be run over by the devil in our lives. We can pray to rebuke the enemy in the lives of loved ones. God wants a people who will stand up against the forces of darkness and declare the word of the Lord, because Jesus has already given us the victory. We cannot stand in our own strength, but we declare the victory that has been won by Jesus Christ. God has made man to have dominion over all of creation. Isn't that true as we read the opening pages of the Bible? That's the express command he gave to Adam and Eve, and to multiply and be fruitful. And it was not God's will that man be a servant to sin, and the creation of the world and all therein was to be governed by Adam and Eve. Beloved, there is a powerful moving of God's Spirit in many places around this world, in Europe, in Asia, in Latin America, in South America. God is moving by His Spirit. Why? Because the end is coming. Jesus is returning. And He said He would pour out His Spirit upon all flesh. Our sons and daughters would prophesy. God is doing a work in the lives of people that for some it's hard for them to accept. They're still looking for form, and it isn't form. It's the very presence of God. It's the people of God living in the Spirit, and who will have that strength and that anointing to put down everything that Satan will try to bring against them. Paul said he came not with the enticing words of man's wisdom. That would be very acceptable and very desirable in his day. The Greeks held the floor, if you will, in terms of eloquence and oratory. But he said he came not of man's wisdom, but in power and demonstration of the Spirit of God. Excuse me. God is calling for a people to wait on Him. As we wait on Him, He will renew our strength, and He's going to clothe us with His power. We have already upon us the garments of righteousness, the garments of salvation, and we can lay hold of that garment of praise, and He will cause us to walk forth just as Jehoshaphat sent the priests in advance and they were singing praises. God will do the same for us. The enemy is vanquished by praise. I know this is not anything new for some of you who walk with the Lord, but we need to not only just hear it and be reminded of it, we need to do it. Are we actually doing that? Are we coming to the Lord as we begin our day? Are we standing in prayer? Are we putting on the full armor of God? God's promises, beloved, are given to His children. They're not to the devil. God's promises are given to His very own children, those of His own household. And I believe we are entering into a time of victory such as the church world has never seen. When we once stood helpless and weak in the flesh and accepted whatever the devil would bring our way, now the sons and daughters of God are beginning to act on the promises of God. They're finding out that God didn't lie. He's not the Son of Man that He should lie, or the Son of Man that He should repent. Do you hear the trumpet sounding, beloved? I hear in the Spirit some priests of God blowing with all their might, and I can hear God saying, "And in that day, hallelujah, shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of obscurity and out of darkness." That's just not natural eyesight, that's spiritual blindness. "The meek also shall increase their joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. For the terrible one is brought to nothing, and the scoffer is consumed." That's Isaiah 29, 18 through 20. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning of our salvation and our victory. He's the ending of our past defeats and sorrows. And He gives to you and I, to you, brother and sister, power now, not in the future, but today, right now, over all power of the enemy. Well, I'm going to continue this message on tomorrow's broadcast, but I've been promising that I was going to share some testimonies. It's been a long time since I've done that, and so I would like to share just brief portions of some letters that have come in recently from the UCM Spiritual Family. One writes from Portland, Oregon, "Thank you very much, Pastor Glass. Keep me in prayer. God bless you. I've been a follower since 1995 while I was living in Oakland, California, and you were in Tracy. I love you. You are truly a woman of God." And then there's a letter from a brother writing from Fresno. This dear brother, his dear mom is now with the Lord, but she used to come to our services in the Fresno area years ago. And so her son, who used to read the letters to her, has chosen to be part of the UCM spiritual family. And he begins by saying, "I wish you God's love as always and pray he will bless you abundantly. I'm always blessed when I read your letters. Your words speak to my heart and mind. The inserts are always appreciated. The ones with your letter, a recent letter, were on target, addressing my life condition and expressing God's heart and instructions. The word that God gave you strengthened and encouraged me that he would safely bring me through the storms." And then he says, "May the Lord always bless you, your ministry. I'm glad to have the opportunity to be a part of your wonderful ministry. Yours in Christ, a brother writing from Fresno." And then another letter from another brother writing in San Leandro. "I'm so grateful for all your prayers, fasting, and letters in my behalf. You've been such a good friend for many years." Then he goes on to share some answers to prayer. He says, "Your prophetic giftedness is powerful. I have saved some of your letters because they have been so wonderful to experience. My love to you, a brother writing from San Leandro." Praise God. Well, I extend that invitation to write and share your needs. And I know, as countless thousands have been over the years, you also be blessed by the ministry of correspondence. If you send an email, I will pray immediately, confirm receipt. But if you would like a letter, I had asked that you enclose your mailing address so that I can respond to you. I love you. I thank you so much for your prayers, your prayerful support. And I want you to know I pray for you every day, my UCM spiritual family, as well as my radio family. God bless you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.